From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey says several killed in raid on Islamic State. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. The raid comes as security forces are intensifying their efforts against the jihadist group. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar of the Carnegie Institute in Brussels, says the attack has prompted a change in policy by Ankara towards the jihadists.
There has been indeed quite a bit of criticism of Turkey acting more cautious than what its Western partners wanted in the fight against IS. There has been also criticism of Turkish policy that was viewed as being too negligent on IS.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian paramilitary delegation on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war and possibly new elections. Analyst Joseph Ohmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He may feel a bit more secure these days due to the Russian intervention, even though I must tell you that a lot of things happening in Syria on the ground, which are not coming to the attention of the Western media in various areas of the country, which indicate to me that as of now, the real actual situation on the ground there hasn't changed in a dramatic way or in a fundamental way.
This